Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Today's topic is a timeline. When Russia is going to attack and defeat America in 1 hour. And remember, the angel told Dimitri August the 3rd of 1984, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries you could remember will attack and defeat America in 1 hour. That's what I'm going to show you. Now, this is my opinion, but it's all scripture. Everything I'm going to be talking about today is all scripture. Yes, we're still watching for Omar Usher's in Palestinian state. It might not happen. By June 16th, these two people sent me emails that said, hey, maybe it happens after the counting of the Omer. I don't know. I don't know if even it happens this year. We'll continue to watch. Omar Usher's in Palestinian state. Okay, so if you're going to understand this today, you have to understand that Jesus returns two more times. I know, that's probably the first time you ever heard that. But he returns two more times, and I'll show you scriptures to it. So the next time he returns is on first fruits. He returns to Mount Zion. I'll show you the scriptures. And then almost 6 months later, he returns for the final time for Armageddon to the Mount of Olives. Again, I'll show you the scripture for it. First one. This is the first or the next time Jesus returns. Revelation 14, 1. I looked and lo, a lamb stood upon the Mount Zion. Now, this next scripture shows you that he returns to Mount of Olives. So this one says Mount Zion. This one says the Mount of Olives, which is about a 30-minute walk. So it says, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. That is the day of Armageddon. That's the day he gathers all nations against Jerusalem in battle. The Lord goes first, forth, and fights against the nations, and it happens on the Mount of Olives. That's when he returned to Mount of Olives. The light shall not be clear nor dark. Why? Well, the sun's been out for 72 hours, 3 days by this time. So this is the first light the earth has seen in 3 days, and that light is Jesus returning in all power and glory. It happens in 1 day. At the evening time, it will be light, the light of Jesus. And that's when the living waters flow out of Jerusalem, and the king, Jesus, will then be king, and that's a key word, king over all the earth. Because here, he's not king. Remember in Acts 1:8, it says, you men of Judah, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall return in like manner as you've seen him go. Well, how'd they see him go? They just had fish with him. Thomas just felt the nail scars in his hand and also the sword in his side. And so he went up in a lamb body in whatever lamb clothes he was wearing when he resurrected. He went up in a lamb body, and the next time he comes down in a lamb of body, not King of Kings and Lord of Lords yet. He goes up in a lamb body, comes down in a lamb body, and he comes down to Mount Zion. Then, about 6 months, almost 6 months later, he returns to gather all nations for Armageddon, and that's the Mount of Olives. First one is Mount Zion. The second time, the final time, is the Mount of Olives. Now, let's go on. Here's my disclaimer. I'm not saying the seven-year tribulation started. And assuming, if you're going to understand this, I have to be able to put some assumptions in here. So assuming the tribulation did start on October the 5th, as Terry Bennett, Byron Searle, and Vicky Parnell said approximately, assuming it did, that'll make it easier. So let's put the seven-year tribulation, which would be the last 7 years before Jesus returns for Armageddon. Assuming it started October 5th, which will make it much easier for you to understand. And then assuming, well, we know that the Antichrist sits on the throne, proclaims himself God, stops animal sacrifice in the middle of the tribulation. He sitteth on the throne, in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Then, about, well, 3.5 years later is when he returns for trumpets for Armageddon. And I'm going to show you why I believe the Russians attack here about 4 months before Armageddon. Today, I believe we're about right in here. Again, if the tribulation has started October 5th of 2022. And again, we don't know that for certain. Now, this is what the audible voice said to me when I was memorizing the book of Revelation in 2017. The seven seals play over 7 years. The seven trumpets play over 7 months. The seven vials play over 7 days. Okay? Seals 7 years, trumpets 7 months, vials 7 days. So assuming the tribulation started here and assuming Jesus returns here on about or around, we don't know exactly, September the 9th, 2029. By the way, my objective is really not trying to tell you when Jesus returns. My objective here today is trying to let you know when I think the Russians attack. That's my point, okay? So on to the next one. Assuming they start October 5th, 2022, Jesus, the next time he returns, he will come down in a lamb body here on first fruits. He walks around for 50 days with 144,000. Then we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the reason it says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Some of those people whose lamps had run out of oil, they don't get to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But this is when, and I'll show you, this is when I think the bombs come down and we go up, okay? Bombs down, we go up. I'm going to show you from scriptures why I believe that. I do not think it's a rapture. If your definition of a rapture is that Jesus is going to come and get me so I don't have to go through any testing. We all get tested. This is simply it's going to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and I'll show you scripture on that. I think I'm going to show you something you've never seen before. Several things, probably. So anyway, on Pentecost, I'll show you why, we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is where Jesus comes before the Ancient of Days. He is a lamb. And he changes from lamb to lion of the tribe of Judah. He changes from being the prince of the kings of the earth to become the king of kings and lord of lords. He's brought before the Ancient of Days. He's given dominion, glory, and a kingdom. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is that which shall not be destroyed. He's given all power in heaven and earth. I mean, he's given, actually, that's the reason he glows so brightly, because the sun, it goes out, it never relights, because Jesus literally is the light of the world. Okay, and at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the only thing we get, all of us get the same white wedding garment. And we watch him become King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then about 4 months later, he gets a white horse, we get a white horse. Here's the way it works. So Jesus is in front with a white horse. There's two angels behind him with sharp sickles. And then there's the armies in heaven and then us. And we're riding on white horses wearing white wedding garments. We do not have our crowns, our rewards, our mantles yet. Not until Jesus comes down, the heavens roll back like a scroll. And then when he opens his mouth and blows with the breath of his nostrils and brandishes his sword, that's the morning star. That morning star goes down, hits the earth, and as it comes out of his mouth, instantly, several things happen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the sun, the moon, and the stars dissolve. Everything on earth of this whole world, I think, concrete, steel, everything, it's gone. He makes a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. When the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, I heard a voice from the temple, from the throne, saying, it is done. A few scriptures later, he says, behold, I will make all things new. So anyway, and as that morning star hits the center, they fall to the ground, a pile of ashes and bones. As it hits the earth, all of a sudden, boom, it glows. As it hits us, even though we're behind him on the white horse, we get our crowns, our mantles, our rewards. We are an eternal body. We are in a light body from that moment on. Now, that happened here on the Feast of Trumpets. 10 days later, it is the great white throne. Only those dead appear there. Those dead that are not in Christ. Then 5 days later, the New Jerusalem comes down, which I'm not going to get into that today. Okay, so here's the overview. Assuming October 5th, assuming several people said they believe that we are either have 4 or 5 seals already open. And again, I'm not saying Jesus returns in 29, but assuming he does, then with that in mind, let me explain. That would mean that October the 5th of 2024, at that point, we would have about 5 years left to go. This is my overview. So assuming tribulation started October 5th, 2022, assuming Jesus returns September 9, 2029, I'm not setting a date. assume the Antichrist sits on the throne in the middle of the tribulation. We are here. The Russians will attack here about 4 months to the end. I'll show you. Revelation 14:1. This is the very next time Jesus returns. I looked and lo, a lamb stood upon the Mount Zion. That's him coming down. This is the next thing that happens. An angel flies through the air having the everlasting gospel. I believe every ear on the planet hears that, saying, fear God and give glory in him for his hour of judgment has come. Then the next verse is, Babylon is fallen, has fallen. There's two destructions for America. The first one is the destruction of the church because of sins in the church. That's what I'm about to show you. The second one happens on Armageddon by Jesus. The same moment he blows his morning star down, he specifically hits America hard. Let's go on though. So I'm going to put this in here each time so you can see it. So what I'm explaining right now is the first time is first fruits. 50 days later, we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and I'll show you why it happens on Pentecost. Continuing with the fall of America. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, or receive his mark in his forehead in his hand, he's tormented with fire and brimstone. Torment lasts forever, and here's the patience of the saints. So what he's talking about is this happens here. Okay? Now, let's go on to the next one. You may be saying, well, how do you know that the marriage supper of the Lamb takes place on Pentecost here? These are the scriptures. These are why I know. In the third month, the children went to Mount Sinai. He said, I'm going to bury you. I buried you on eagle's wings, brought you into myself. This is God speaking down to the children of Israel, offering them to marry him. If you'll obey my voice indeed, keep my covenant, you'll be peculiar treasure above all the people, and the people say all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. I think that's where in the marriage ceremony we get, I do. Okay, so we know, and by the way, the only feast that is in the third month is the Feast of Pentecost. So we absolutely positively know that we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb on the Pentecost. Now let me back up. So Jesus comes down, first fruits, resurrects 144,000 one-year-old Jewish boys. They walk around for about 50 days, then to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, where he is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We only get a white wedding garment. About 4 months later, we return with him for Armageddon, Judgment Seat of Christ, or the Feast of Trumpets. Now, let's talk about what happens here. We're now talking about this here. Okay, so I explained to you first fruits, explained to you Pentecost. Now, this is what happens on the Day of Judgment. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. I think that this is the angel, as Michael is the angel over the Jews, I think this is the angel over specifically America and the Gentiles. Having great power and glory, the earth was lightened with his glory. He cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen. There's two times America falls. The first one is what I'm about to read to you, is the Russians attacking because of sins in the church. The second one is on Armageddon because of all of the Christians that are killed in America. Now, if you want to know when the rapture takes place, if you want to call it a rapture, I don't call it a rapture, these are the words. So Babylon has fallen, become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Why? Because all nations fall away from God. That's what it's saying. Drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. These are the words when we go up to the marriage supper. Come out of her, my people. It has several different meanings. For one, it means stop sinning, and that means now. But it also means that there's going to come a time where he'll say, come out of her, my people, and you go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And this is why God is saying she has glorified herself, lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give America, for she saith on her heart, I said, queen, and I'm no widow, and she'll see no sorrow. Therefore shall plagues come in one day, death, mourning, and famine. So this is the destruction of America that happens here. Again, here on Pentecost, as the bombs come down, we go up, we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then Jesus returns the next time here for the Feast of Trumpets. Now let's go on. Now we're going to be reading from the scriptures. This is what happens here on the Feast of Trumpets. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah. The very first words we utter when we get to the marriage supper of the Lamb is Hallelujah. This is a picture of us at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah, salvation, glory, honor, and power to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore. So at this point, this judgment has already taken place. Okay, the Russians have already attacked us. We didn't get hit with the bombs. We went up to heaven. Okay, so we're now at the marriage supper of the Lamb. He did corrupt the other with a fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Praise our God, all ye his servants. How many people are at the marriage supper of the Lamb? All of the servants that are ready. But there are some of them that weren't ready. They didn't have oil in their lamps, okay? That's the reason he said they don't lose their blessings. A voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, I heard the voice of many thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Now, what does reigneth mean? It means that back here, he was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Means that when he's crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he reigns. And there's no more question about it. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever. That's what it's saying. Then it says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Again, that happens here at the marriage supper. Marriage of the Lamb has come. For his wife has made herself ready to her, granted she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. See, at this point, right here, no one gets their crowns, the rewards, the mantles. It didn't say anything about crowns or mantles. It simply said arrayed in fine linen. That's the wedding garments. Clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. He says, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I want to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, this is Armageddon. So this is now here. Okay, so let me back up again. Next time Jesus returns, he comes down in a lamb body, walks around 50 days, and when the bombs come down, we go up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. About 4 months later, we are given a white robe and a white horse. We return with him for Armageddon. Now we're going to study and see what happens in Armageddon. I saw a heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written which no man knew but he himself. In other words, he is now crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords at the wedding supper. Now he is returning. Heaven opened is the heaven rolling back like a scroll. And you look up and you see there's darkness. Behold, woe to those that desire the day of the Lord, for it is not a day of light, but of darkness and gloominess and thick clouds and darkness. That darkness is eternity entering into time. And the time is that heaven rolling back like a scroll. And then he says, the armies which are in heaven, that would be the angels, followed him on white horses, that's us, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. The sharp sword is the morning star. It goes to the center of the earth, sets the foundations of the mountains on fire. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The hills melt like water running down a steep place. The sun, moon, and stars, boom, they're all gone. There is no more sun. There is no more stars. There is no more moon. It's all gone. And his glory, the earth glows, for in him there is no darkness. In other words, you can't find darkness any place on the earth ever again, because he is now returned. He is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So let's put this into perspective here. Let me finish this. And he hath in his vesture and his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So now he's come from the marriage supper, and he is now using the sword. The remnant was slain by the sword of him that sat on the horse, with sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So that is what the scriptures say, America falls. So let me summarize this. So assuming the tribulation did start October the 5th, and I don't know that it did, then probably that would put us in the ballpark of here. The Antichrist would sit on the throne sometime in the next year or two. I haven't calculated exactly. Then the Russians attack and take out America about 4 months later. Then Jesus returns, about 4 months before Jesus returns. And then the our trumpets or Armageddon happens here at the very end. So, the seven-year tribulation, if we're in it, we're about right here. That means soon we should see the Antichrist. And then about 4 months before Jesus returns, bombs come down, we go up, and we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's the way I see it, and that's the way I hope it works out, and I believe that to be true. Now, let me tie these two together. By the way, all of this is explained in my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. One for 20, don't do that. I think you get five of them in a shrink wrap set for $35. Prophecyclub.com. Okay, so see this says barley harvest here. Well, that's the same barley harvest that's here. And here it's atonement and appear on this one. Well, of course, that's off the chart. Here's trumpets here. And on this one is, nope, right here. Trumpets here. So yellow, blue, orange, yellow, blue, orange. Let's talk about Joseph Kitchen. I actually cooked this loaf of bread you're seeing here. It takes me about 10 minutes to put the ingredients together, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, I get a loaf of bread out like that. Now, if you cut that loaf of bread that weighs about 3 pounds, the loaves you get in the store have most of the good stuff removed. The loaves you get in the store are about a pound. That's 3 pounds because it's got the good stuff still in it. Cut that into 14 slices, and if I eat a slice in the morning and the afternoon, I'm satisfied. So on that basis, one loaf can sustain, I didn't say it's everything we want, can sustain a person, one person, for a week. Based upon that, it'll get you excellent nutrition, it tastes good, long storage life, 10 minutes to combine the ingredients, 2 hours, 20 minutes to make it. Other wheat that you order arrives in paper bags, which means bugs, rice, humidity can get a hold of it and ruin it. But at Joseph Kitchen, they send it out in 100 mil thick buckets. Gives you long shelf life, it's stackable, it's nitrogen infuses that hopefully gives it a lot much longer shelf life, kills bugs and things like that. Easily resealable, keep in a climate-controlled area. And they have it in stock. This is a picture, an actual picture of part of the warehouse. Here's another picture of these. Actually, each one of those boxes holds 2,500 pounds of wheat. And I think they've got 54 of those boxes, a bunch of them. So Joseph's Kitchen can ship it to you right now. You go to most of these places, they say out of stock. So here's what you want to do. Everybody needs to get a machine package. These are the things that you need to grind the wheat berries. Put them into a grinder. 30 seconds later, you have flour. You put that into the bread machine along with 6 other ingredients. Push about 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Then you have to decide how much food you want. You want food 2 people 1 year, 4 people 1 year, 6 people 1 year. And if you want to make certain you have it when the electricity goes down, you can also get yourself a solar generator, all at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com. I recommend if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them, call 800-200-4653, 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com, and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So empshield.com promo code is prophecy. I've not talked about our books for a long time, so I'm going to take a minute and explain them. First of all, I think this is the very best book that I've ever written. And it's called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, but it does not have the word rapture in it, does not discuss it. This is only talking about Bible prophecy. So the story is, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me the word first fruits is a secret door that links Revelation and the feasts, showing the correct chronological order of Revelation. One prophetic word says there is a lock that I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you, and it will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Then I next wrote Miss the Mark. And it's for anyone. It's simple. It's if they read 3 pages, they'll read the whole book. If they read the whole book, they will never take the mark of the beast. Also, this tribulation sequence in Daniel is just the most important parts of Daniel that someone living in a tribulation needs to know. These are the best prophecies from the last 32 years of study and teaching Bible prophecy from Dimitri Dudema, Michael Baldea, Leslie Johnson, Henry Griever, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Maurice Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more. Each set of these, in other words, this is a set of 10, a set of 10, a set of 5, a set of 10, a set of 5. It's a total of 40 books. You can get one set of each, 40 books, for a gift of $100 at prophecyclub.com. We also put together a Watchman's package, which contains 2 2-foot by 3-foot charts, and my handwritten book of Revelation, 5 DVDs on the School of the Watchman, and 5 of the copies of Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, all valued at $355 for a gift of $200. Prophecyclub.com.